KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly cloudy sky. It's 22 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a high of 44. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In local news, a special meeting of the Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors will take place this evening at 5:30. And that'll be in the council's chambers at City Hall. Some action items and or new business on their agenda include a public hearing on the plans, specifications, and form of contract for projects, action on a resolution approving those plans, specs, and form of contract, a review of construction bids, and then resolutions making an award of contract. The Audubon Community School District's Board of Education will hold a special session tomorrow morning at 7:30 in their boardroom at the high school. On their agenda is personnel matters, including accepting a letter or letters of resignation, approval of a transfer request or requests, and approval of a teaching contract or contracts. A memorial service was held over the weekend for an Iowa couple and their children who died at a Mexican resort. The service was held Saturday afternoon in the gymnasium at Southwestern Community College in Creston for 41-year-old Kevin Sharp, his 38-year-old wife Amy, and their children, 12-year-old Sterling and 7-year-old Adriana. The burial was closed to the public. A Mexican prosecutor had said last week that a gas leak in a water heater is suspected of killing the family inside their rented condominium in Tulum, Mexico. Their bodies were discovered March 23rd. The family was reported missing by relatives about a week after they left for vacation. Creston police this morning said a woman residing in a 300 block of North Vine Street in Creston reported Saturday night that at around 9:10 p.m. someone threw rocks at her residence. During the incident, two windows and a mirror inside the home were broken. The damage was estimated at $600. There were no arrests reported. Four people were arrested over the Easter weekend in Montgomery County. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says that at around 4:35 a.m. Sunday, 57-year-old Richard Lewis Charles of Clarinda was arrested at the intersection of Highway 34 and Evergreen Avenue. Charles was taken into custody on a Pottawatomie County bench warrant for theft in the first degree and was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $10,000 bond. At around 9:15 p.m. Saturday, Montgomery County deputies arrested 49-year-old Michael Sean Colbank and 49-year-old Christina Ann Slaughter, both of Red Oak. They were taken into custody in the 2400 block of North 8th Street in Red Oak and charged with domestic abuse assault. Colbank and Slaughter are being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. And at around 8:45 p.m. Saturday, Red Oak police were called to the 300 block of East Market Street following a reported domestic assault. Upon investigation, officers arrested 25-year-old Dustin James Danick of Red Oak for aggravated domestic abuse assault by impeding air or blood flow. He also faces a charge of interference with official acts after allegedly obstructing the officer's investigation. Danick was being held in the Montgomery County Jail without bond, pending an appearance before the magistrate. Well, the Bob Carey Pedestrian Bridge over the Missouri River connecting Omaha and Council Bluffs will be lit blue this week to raise awareness of autism. Officials say the lighting will take place at dusk this evening. The event will coincide with World Autism Awareness Day. Participants will wear blue and gather on either the Nebraska or Iowa side of the bridge, and each group will meet at the center of the bridge for the lighting. The bridge joins a number of regional, national, and international landmarks, including the Nebraska State Capitol, that will be lit blue tonight. The Department of Veterans Affairs, VA Nebraska, Western Iowa Healthcare System has announced road closures beginning today on the Omaha VA Medical Center campus. The closures are designed to accommodate the construction site for the ambulatory care center. The road closures impact Nimitz Drive, the road that connects Woolworth Avenue to the hospital's main entrance and parking lots, and Puller Drive, the road that connects Center Street to the main entrance. The closure will be permanent as the new ACC, or again, Ambulatory Care Center building, will connect to the existing hospital. The hospital and outpatient clinics may be accessed by Woolworth Avenue entrance. The loading dock, physicians parking lot, Building 9 and Building 8 will continue to be accessed from Center Street. In addition to the road closure, a section of parking lot two that is located northeast of the main hospital entrance will be closed. Lot number two will be relabeled to provide veterans with the closest available parking on campus. Shuttle service will continue from the parking lots to the main entrance. Additional veteran, visitor, and employee parking has been secured at the University of Nebraska Medical Center owned lot, which is about 1 mile away from the VA. And again, shuttle service will be provided from that lot to the medical center. While the impact should be minimal, veterans, visitors, and employees are encouraged to consider how the road closures and parking changes will affect their transportation to the medical center beginning today. One jet is discontinuing its nonstop flights between Omaha and Milwaukee. The Omaha World Herald reports that that service will end April 12th. A One Jet spokesman said the airline is in the process of upgrading its fleet from 7-seat jets to 30-seat jets and making adjustments to its service accordingly. The airline began offering the service in November. It offered two flights per weekday between Omaha and Milwaukee. One Jet flies small jets to and from regional markets such as Columbus, Ohio, Louisville, Kentucky, Milwaukee, and Pittsburgh. A report says a Business Conditions Index, or BCI, for 9 Midwestern and Plains states has surged again, a sign of continued improvement in regional economic conditions. The report released today says the Mid-America Business Conditions Index hit 62.1 in March, compared to 59.7 in February. The January figure was 57.3. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss oversees the survey, and he says 20% of the survey participants reported rapidly expanding economic growth in their areas. The survey results are compiled in a collection of indices ranging from 0 to 100. Survey organizers say any score above 50 suggests growth in that factor. A score below 50 would suggest decline. The mental health reform bill the governor signed into law last week may ease the way for Iowa psychiatrists to report potentially dangerous patients to police. A court recently ruled mental health professionals could be sued if someone under their care ends up harming themselves or others. Emily Piper, a lobbyist who worked on the bill, says the new law spells out when a psychiatrist could be sued for not speaking up.
We want those parameters to be really clear so that when you get into the position of making that professional judgment, you are not exposing yourself to liability if you did not believe those parameters were met.
Under the new law, psychiatrists who doesn't report to police would be immune from a lawsuit unless a patient was threatening to clearly identifiable victim or victims, and reporting threats would still be voluntary. Piper said the new law balances the safety and confidentiality concerns.
We think that it creates a better partnership between those mental health professionals and law enforcement in terms of somebody who is clearly exhibiting signs of either injuring themselves or others.
Other states have passed similar laws recently. Piper is a state house lobbyist for the Iowa Mental Health Counselors Association, the Iowa Psychiatric Society, and the Iowa Association for Marriage and Family Therapy. House Speaker Linda Upmeyer says part of this year's enhanced anti-harassment training for lawmakers has emphasized that all 150 members of the House are in positions of authority.
The things you say to people, the way you handle yourself, can be interpreted differently when you're in that position.
Legislators represent a wide range of occupations and personal experiences when they meet as a group in Des Moines. Upmeyer says the training has reviewed how legislators are perceived by others.
We have to remind them that, you know, you guys do have sort of an authority position when it comes to some of the employees, and that's something that we've worked hard to make sure that is clear.
Upmeyer hired a human services director for the legislature last fall, shortly after a fired staffer in the Iowa Senate was awarded more than $1 million to settle her sexual harassment lawsuit. Late last week, Upmeyer told reporters that she can only speak for the House. An Iowa lawmaker has closed an unusual chapter in her work life of regularly bringing along her newborn baby to the state capitol. Representative Republican Megan Jones, a Republican from Sioux City, started bringing her daughter Alma to the state house a few weeks after giving birth on January 24th. Alma was often seen snoozing on her mother or observing legislative action from a portable bassinet in the Iowa House of Representatives. Jones announced last week that Alma is now headed to her next adventure, and that is daycare. Jones says her decision to bring Alma to work was driven by necessity. The girl wasn't initially old enough for daycare, and Jones wanted to represent her constituents during Iowa's relatively short legislative session. Experts say as more women run for office, expectations will shift on how politicians should balance their family lives. And finally, in state news, a famed bald eagle watched worldwide on the internet is sharing her nest with her first new eaglet of the year. The Raptor Resource Project says the eaglet cracked out of its shell at around 7:25 a.m. Easter Sunday. The egg was laid February 21st. Eaglet D29's mom is known as Mom Decora. The nonprofit organization runs the popular Bald Eagles live stream. The nest sits near the Decora Trout Hatchery in northeast Iowa. That's a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.